Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Oh, what are you listening to there, Chris Trott?
Where? It's Lewis Shepherd's music. It's great.
Oh, man. I wish I was listening to it with you.
You're clearly not wearing headphones.
Fantastic. What an incredible intro there by Lewis Shepherd. Amazing. Welcoming you to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 118, with your hosts, Chris Trott,
Ross Hornby,
and Alex Smith.
That's right. And if you're looking at the video version of this podcast, Ross was flaunting our fantastic Pleasure of Jumper, mm-hmm. of which Lewis Shepherd wonderfully sang,
indeed,
you can get now on freshstore.co. Thank you very much if you've already gotten it. A great Christmas gift, I would say.
I'm waiting for my own. I can't wait to wear it.
That's mine right there.
I know it's yours, yeah.
Because it's medium.
Or it's a large, in fact. I'll just get a size up.
Size up.
If you're going
to
buy one.
Size up if you're going to buy one.
Because the large one's just a little bit too snug for me.
Get it cozy. Nice and cozy. Anyway, welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast. Thank you very much. We're here today to indulge in some hypothetical situations, perhaps tickle some news that is hilarious. I'm sure it's hilarious. Or maybe grotesque.
It might be. I didn't choose any news today. There was a couple of stories. But maybe the hypotheticals will drive us all the way home.
It often does.
It really does.
And I'd like to give a huge shout out to the people that chose the first hypothetical of today. And that would be our Chody Patreons. Thank you very much.
Patreons.
Patreon.com/hatfilms if you want to sign up and be a part of the voting democracy that chooses the hypothetical situations every week. And that also helps us out, allows us to keep doing Hat Chat and other things like Booty, our D&D podcast, which is in its last two episodes of season one.
It's on its last legs. Yeah.
It's almost over.
So it's a good time to catch up now if you want to see the last two live. Mm-hmm. If not, it'll all be available on youtube.com/hatfilms. This is all promo right now.
It really is. Crap.
And we'll be back with season two next year, fine. Which is exciting. Anyway, hypothetical time.
Let's throw the hypotheticals our own way.
Yeah, let's lob them at
our own. In order? These are in order of
that number one is the number one chosen.
Okay.
Voted on.
Number one. You randomly wake up one morning and are 10 years old again. You have to convince your parents that you're really from the future, X years from now. How do you do it? This is tough.
24 years
older. I feel like
older.
This has been a scenario that we may have thought of before.
Similar to.
It's really hard.
But this is specific. You have to convince your parents.
Mm. You just describe new technologies. I think you just impress them with your knowledge.
But that doesn't... What would you describe?
Smartphones.
What does that mean to someone who doesn't know what that is?
It's like a telephone, but you put it in your pocket and it's got a screen on it and you just tap the screen.
That's a lovely idea, Alex. Oh, we'll draw it down in your colouring book.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Mum and Dad, no need to be so condescending.
I feel like
I'm 10 years old, not three.
Yeah, well, write
so
down
you've
your
already,
notebook,
you just
mate.
Locked
okay,
in.
Okay, how about like I write down idea. This, Mum and Dad?
Oh,
climate change, motherfuckers. And you're going to do nothing about it for like 10 years.
Son, we know that's just weather. Don't worry.
It's not just weather, Mum! No!
It's just weather.
So 10-year-old tantrum coming
I would
up.
Then say, you know, I'm going to give you some investment advice. And they're like, holy shit, this son, you're making us minted. To be honest, in a way, when you're going to use things like investment advice, you almost want them to not believe that, like, you know what you're talking about. Because then it legitimizes it, right?
We need to nail down the premise
somewhere.
Here.
Yeah.
Because you're not going back in time, are you?
Oh, you're not going back
in time.
You're
just a 10-year-old body.
He's 10 years now, or is he 10 years?
Reread the question.
Okay, so you've just... Oh, wait, hang on. That's the second one. You randomly wake up one morning and are 10 years old again. Wait, so you've gone back? Wait.
So you are 10 again.
Mm. So you're back to 10 years old, whatever year that
but
is to
you're 34
which is 1998?
10-year-old self.
I would say? 98?
Wait, are we going back in time or are we just 10?
The year is 1998. You are 10 years old. We are 10 years old.
So we are going 10, back in time. But we have all the knowledge and experience of being 34.
Yeah. Are Spice Girls there?
Back to investments.
Hello there.
Okay.
You said you start jacking it to Jerry? Well, you're 10 years old.
I don't think I did.
And you can't climax yet.
I don't think I did.
You can try. Yeah. Well, you don't think you wanked it to Jerry?
I'm not going to wank off a 10-year-old boy.
It's yourself.
Well, exactly. But that's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
It'll be weird. It would be weird.
I'm now a 34-year-old man in a child's body. I'm not going to start fiddling with myself.
It would be weird.
Even
if
it is me.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to come up. It's not going to be on my mind.
So how long would you wait? How long would you wait? When's it okay to start?
I'm too busy panicking about being 34 stuck in a 10-year-old's body. I'm like,
I wouldn't panic.
What the fuck is happening?
I'd be like,
what the hell? What's this childish body I'm in? Where am I? Mommy! Mommy!
Danger wank. Instant danger wank. That's the nice thing about being 10. You can always danger wank.
10 wasn't... I didn't... Was? Were you
a 10? Oh, I was not about 4 or 5.
That's crazy, 4 or 5. You were wanking at 4 or 5. That's insane.
You're basically squishing around a mealworm at that point.
What the hell?
Like, what's the point?
Why is everyone so into this? I would yell.
Mommy! You're not even horny yet.
No, I...
How do you know what that is?
That... no, I would just, like, you know, I'd be happy for a... You'd be not happy to do this? You've just
go
got...
back to 10. But my brain is 34, and I've lost everything I've worked myself towards to get to 34.
You have to hang out with 10-year-olds.
You'd be back in time. If you were just 10 in this time...
Okay, so back in time, yes. I would try and, you know, I guess explain that, yeah, buy Apple stocks, buy Amazon stocks, buy all of these things with the pocket money that you're going to give me. But they're not going to believe me or take me seriously, I don't feel. They'll listen to me, sure. But I feel like...
Yeah, how would you convince
them? You'd have superior linguistic skills.
Okay, that would probably be quite noticeable. If one day suddenly your
child starts talking like an adult.
Like a 34-year-old talking about stocks and like where you should be investing and... Oh, yeah, by the way, guess what's going to happen in 2001?
I guess in 1998 there wouldn't be the access to the internet as we know it. So it wouldn't
would
be like,
we
look this up online and stuff.
You wouldn't be able to.
Why not?
Because you're 12 and...
Well, because the American government wants it to happen.
Mummy, we need to go to the airport to go tell them what's going to happen. They think you're insane.
Mummy!
They throw you in the slap. Mummy! Where are you, Mummy?
Mummy, the Saudis are sponsoring terrorism in the United States.
I don't trust that George W. Bush. You need to speak to him now. Speak to him on the phone.
Look,
call him,
just
Mummy.
Just say if you don't want to go to Disneyland. You have to make up this crazy stuff about Saudi Arabia.
We've had this kind of mentality before when we talked about, like, if you went back in time and could convince someone to, I don't know, kill Hitler or whatever, and they're like, he's all right now, he's doing great things in the country, and it's like, well, no, things are about to turn and you don't know.
Do you think you could put it off in a 10-year-old's
exactly
body?
Give fucking Putin a phone call and say, stop this silliness.
What if you're a 10-year-old, like, you're in your 10, right, you've gone back to 1937.
We're going further back.
We're going back to 1937. You're 10 years old again.
Fuck, I've been 10 years old.
It's like
that's really, the thing that's stopping all of this.
It's a really shit version of like Sliders or Stargate or like one of those teleportation things where the limitation is you're always 10. So you've got to like gear up. It's a little bit like when you see
Quantum Leap, but you're 10 every time.
It is more like Quantum Leap. It's a little bit like how in Stranger Things, for some reason, the kids are the ones that are solving these national global crises.
Yeah.
Like, it's unrealistic, but somehow they pull it off.
There needs to be a...
You're a 10-year-old with a Tommy gun.
Right.
And you've just kicked in the front door of the Eagles Nest, and you're like, surprise, bitch! And you just start spraying.
Strength to kick a door open.
Yeah, as a
10-year-old.
You've been working out. Come on. You've seen those really jacked toddlers, right?
But I'm not one of those. I can't be one of those.
You
just
spend
I've seen
a year
training,
honing your skills. You're 11.
The biggest, muscliest
11-year-old. I've got to kill Hitler.
You've just
going for you,
started
Hitler.
Year 7 secondary school. You're 11 years old.
Yeah.
This is it. Okay, mother. At 11,
yeah.
I reckon you'd have a slim chance.
But let's apply that mentality to, I don't know, January this year. Who was the one who's kicking in Putin's door? You can't get that close. It's not that easy. You can't just go to these people's houses and go, you're going to fucking ruin the world.
No. Somebody
did, you'd like to.
Whoa. Actually, an English
guy
to kill Donald Trump before he even took power. Remember that?
There was
a guy
who
tried to steal a gun off of a security guard.
Yeah.
And, oh, man.
Terrible attempt.
That feels to me like a guy that got sent back in time to try and get rid of Donald Trump and failed.
Well, it feels like a guy who lived through Donald Trump for a bit, then tried.
No, he wasn't even present at this point.
Was he not?
He hadn't elected.
I thought this was after the first year.
It was during a rally in, like, Arizona or Las Vegas or somewhere.
How old did he look?
He was quite young.
I think
he was a youngish English guy. Yeah, yeah.
10-year-old.
He tried, but he didn't. But that's a good point. I just access use loads to these of grenades.
But right now we're trying to persuade our parents
to invest in
that
Apple.
We are from the future.
Yeah.
And that's the conundrum, because it's like that's the struggle. It's like, how do you persuade them that you're not just 10-year-olds and losing your mind? You've lost your mind.
I could do it.
Now, I think obviously you can start talking about, I guess, more intellectual subjects. Mm. Maybe talk about John Major. Wasn't he the Prime Minister at the time?
Yeah.
98?
I actually remember going to the polling station with my mum when she voted for Tony Blair after John Major. And I was like, you're just going to vote for John Major? In my stupid little head, I was like, status quo is good.
Just leave it here. Just here. I'm
just
fine.
Here. He seems fine.
I'm all right.
10.
Yeah. We went down there. You got some political opinions at 10. That's interesting.
10, you were like,
you weren't even shaking your ding dong. Well, maybe you were.
Yeah. I just finished wanking.
Of course.
And I was like, come on, mum. Let's just maintain the status quo. She's like, you're a little bit politically active for a 10-year-old.
Get back in your lane, she says.
Well, you know, mum, and then you'll see. We'll come for you with a guillotine. She didn't like that.
It's going to be really hard to. Oh, Blair was Prime Minister apparently in 97. So there we go.
It was Blair.
Blair was in there 98.
Right.
98's the year.
It's already happened.
It already happened. Right. So I remember further back than 97 then. With Stokes of Hampden.
Okay, wait, hang on. No. This may take a couple of years, but I think the biggest thing you could explain is a very detailed explanation of 9/11. Now, obviously, it may look like you're plotting it or planning it. You're not planning it. You're a 10-year-old. You're just like, look, mum, there's no way I can persuade you. No, it's 1998, and you're saying in 3 years...
On 9/11.
Mummy, the world is going to change.
And 9/11 is obviously
the
American...
If you want to do traveling without any hassle, do it now. Otherwise, you're going to have to take your shoes off at the airport. You have to take your belt off. You have to go through these. You do have to go through machines anyway, but it's not as bad.
And then they take away your liquid because it doesn't fit in an arbitrary plastic bag that they've somehow decided is fine, even though like 100 mil or something and 100 mil or something else could mix together to create a reaction that would probably create enough explosive force to do some damage to a door. But they still do it.
Did you see that post where someone was like, you can buy Swiss Army knives after you go through checking?
It's nuts.
And then take that on the plane.
I like being kept safe, but more often than not,
you're not taking down a whole plane with Swiss Army knife,
you know. Where you could say, okay, we're going to protect you from lung cancer. You just never have to go outside. It's like, well, what's the cost? At what cost?
Easy.
I want to take my XL size shampoos on airplanes, and I will die for that right.
Put it in your hold.
Don't take hold.
If anything, it's just
because I only fly low cost these days.
What if it's just a really extravagant way to make people get more creative and make things smaller, like explosives?
Yeah, well, yeah, it does. Drives
I can loop all these things together. Look, I've got a tiny bottle of shampoo here, tiny bottle of shower gel. Glue them together.
Drive innovation.
Twist them. Shake them. Bam!
Bam! Bam! And you show that to the security guard, but you're like, mate, look on the side. 100 milliliters.
I can have 10 of these.
But it's made from some sort of plutonium. Bam! Explosion! Terrorism!
So this is all the stuff you'd say to your mum?
No. It would be basically the 9/11 plot. We'd all, and also I'd be going like, I don't know what happened to Building 6 or 7. Was it 7? The one that just went down on its own?
Yeah, Building 7, I think.
But we won't get into that. Conspiracy theories.
The thing is, though, you're...
Still, though,
you're
explain
opening,
all those things.
I think by talking about a catastrophic event which changes the Western world...
The course of history.
Yeah.
And the fact that you knew about it before it happens would just... paint a target on you from
it would
government.
Do but your parents aren't going to go to government. They're going to think you're crazy, you're an idiot, you're just a kid playing games. But you'll be like, mum, remember, it's almost 9/11. I'm not going to stop it from happening. I have no power as a child
after that fact. So they believe you now. What happens now?
Well, I'd try and tell them to contact the authorities. There's flight 96, was it United 96? Try and get that one.
Well, there is a whole thing about this.
We need to read up before I transform into a 10-year-old with all the details.
The CIA and the FBI knew
watch a few
about
docs.
Something like 9/11 happening for quite a few years. It's a really, really good...
So you're trying to say they're lazy and useless at their jobs?
No.
Or they just like big bangs?
It was actually to do with the communication between the FBI and the CIA that apparently fucked it up.
Oh,
but the FBI was like investigating people landing in the US and like preparing for acts of terrorism. Like there was like quite... There's a really good show called Looming Tower. Which has got the guy from Dumb and Dumber in it.
Jeff Daniels. Okay.
And he plays a head of the FBI in, I think it's New York or somewhere, the station chief or however you want to describe it. And he's like, there's going to be an attack. We really need to worry about this. And essentially, the TV shows explains it all, but basically they didn't act on it. He then quits his job or gets fired at the FBI and goes to work... as a security chief at the World Trade Center, and he dies in the World Trade Center attacks. That actually happened.
That's crazy.
The Looming Tower. It's a really good show. You've watched it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, big spoilies.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a big spoiler, but probably looks better on screen than your description. But still.
That's insane.
Jeff Daniels.
That's what this is how I would explain it. And it's a long game. I'm going to be living through the very early, pre-teens, which will be kind of shit for 3 years. But at least I feel like.
I don't think anyone would turn down being 10 years old again.
But do you feel like it would? No responsibilities.
Why not? Why?
No responsibilities. You don't have to do anything.
I think I'd just be annoyed at other 10-year-olds that were. Oh, yeah.
So it's your annoyance that would turn down 24 years of optimizing your life, 24 years of having 24 years again. I don't think you would.
You'd have the intelligence of a 34-year-old in a 10-year-old body.
You could nail everything. You could go to the best schools.
You could outsmart everyone. Well, that's more of a financial thing, isn't it?
Well, not if you've got a scholarship.
You can gamble.
I can, to a point.
And because you know certain things might happen. I don't think the 9/11 thing will be on the bookies. Sorry?
You could...
But we don't know the results.
I'm pretty sure this is going to happen. They're very specific and niche.
Come on.
But
fuck
yes,
the butterfly effect.
You can put your entire parents' wealth.
That's a good point.
This.
If you start trying to stop catastrophic events, who knows if your future is going to be the same?
Yeah.
But I guess you are.
What
you
other
have got
crazy
the knowledge of a 34-year-old
explosion would have happened
in a 10-year-old's body? Which, yeah.
Mm.
God, I have to do college and shit again.
Yeah, but you can do it in a better way, because you'd be like, that was a shit thing, so I won't do that.
It's a mulligan.
So you've now got your option two path,
which is pretty good.
We might not meet.
No. We go on a
none of this
path.
Would happen.
Plus
none
you, plus you happen. Get, but I mean also like arguably those years are probably some of the best, like in terms of
what,
like
10-year-old.
From 10 to 34.
Yeah, 10 to, being youthful again.
Yeah, being youthful, meeting
not
people.
Having to be a baby
probably
shit
be
yourself.
Healthier, like not eat so many Haribos and stuff.
Yeah, but your childlike urges will still be there.
So many childlike
like,
urges.
Fuck it, Haribo. Still
why is
wanking
so much
like a chimp.
I'm 10.
Jacking it like a chimp.
Childlike urges.
Christ alive. Control yourself.
Just coming out like water.
It's always... is there nothing? It's just air.
Oh, God.
Why is there nothing? But yeah, so my method would be the 9/11. Only because I just can't really pinpoint any specific... You could probably go 7... Or was it 7/9? Or what's the other one?
What?
That's a few years down the line. 2008, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or wasn't it 2000?
Or the London bombing?
7. 7/7?
7/7, yeah. July 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
London bombings.
That's a bit long to wait. There's nothing I feel like I could convince them there and then.
I feel like a lot
like a
of people
kid.
Would choose not to try and avert those things and just quietly make money instead. Like, I really do. I think if there's a person... I've got a couple of theories. The happiest person in existence wouldn't bother telling anyone that they're the happiest person in existence. So there's probably somebody out there who's the happiest person in existence.
Who's traveled back
I
in
don't
time.
Feel like I would have the power or context to change anything.
But you do have access
again,
to making money.
One, it's in America, for one. I don't have any like way to convince... I don't think you could convince your parents to start making phone calls to like FBI or whoever's in charge and be... Make any
believed.
Changes. Go, my son seems to think that there's going to be some sort of terrorist attack. That probably happens all the time. And they're like, your son's bad. Just take him out of school and get rid of him. Oh, okay. Thank you. He's wanking like a chimp. He's jacking it like a chimp all the time.
Two things. My son keeps telling me about terrorist attack and he won't stop masturbating even though he's 10.
So you're saying he's a 34-year-old in a 10-year-old's body. Yeah, but he's wanking all the time.
Son's concerned.
That's exactly what I would have done.
He's a self-peter.
He only loves himself.
10-year-old Ross is like, I can't touch myself. It's wrong.
It
no,
seems wrong.
Ross, it's perfectly natural. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
I'm telling you.
I looked in the mirror earlier when I got out of the shower. Am I going to prison?
It's an odd and confusing time for all of us. I'm just trying to persuade my parents what happened at 9/11.
Why haven't I got any hair in my balls, Mum?
There's a weird moral quandary of a 34-year-old going through puberty again.
Is that what's weird about it?
Well, because then you've got a hit on
you've
girls
got, like,
that are like
an adult mind.
14, 15
oh,
again.
That is
you're
a bit
be
of
like,
a weird moral quandary.
And at that stage, you're going to be almost 40. That's fucking...
And love and life.
It's a pedo's dream. It's a pedo's fantasy. But...
Is that the title of this podcast?
Yeah. No.
Pedo
Paradise. It won't do very well in the search terms. It's not going to do very well in the search terms. Maybe the fact that we've even said it has ruined any chances of this getting seen anywhere else. None of you know us from anywhere else. You've seen us from Hat Films and that's it.
Come on.
We get it. Anyway.
Should we go into the next hypothetical?
Yeah, let's do the next.
But what was yours? Mine was 9/11. What you didn't say?
What?
How you would persuade your parents...
I said
I was doing a long game, 3 years. When that happens, I hope they believe me. If they don't, I'm fucked.
1998, my nan dies. So
oh,
you got,
so you can
this
predict
year,
it?
She's going to snuff it. Dead.
Oh, she's looking ill.
And I know
she's looking ill anyway,
and
mate.
How
it, oh, so you can be really descriptive.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, you're going to go to this hospital, and you're going to, you might not want to go in the room at that time.
Okay.
And then she'll be devastated, and also living with the fact that there's a 34-year-old in a 10-year-old body. So yeah. Two traumas.
Sick.
Your son's very mature for his age. Yeah, he's 34. No, he's not, though.
He's not, he's 10. He? 10 years old.
No, he's 34. Oh, it doesn't matter. He explained to me. And I believe him.
I hope he's telling the truth. Okay. Otherwise, he is a psycho.
Because I feel like the parents, if they explain that to anyone else, will then be treated poorly by establishments and probably not taken seriously and given probably maybe quite a lot of medication to
possibly
forget.
Possibly. I think eventually your parents would just start believing you once you start pointing out certain things.
Yeah, but we've all seen these documentaries where people are like, oh, no, yeah, Clive over there, he's 50 years old, he's 20.
I haven't seen the documentary.
No, but like we American documentaries.
Are you talking about
and
Benjamin Button again?
And UFOs came and picked him up and did stuff to his butthole.
And then filled his ass with concrete.
I think
that's
so
why
long
he's stuck on the ground
just,
over there.
As long as people can just poo-poo it, it's like, ah, oh, it's just a crazy family. They think their kid is an adult.
Well, that's because until now, everyone has been crazy, but this time...
Israel.
It's like, oh, the 10-year-old over the road just put shitloads of stock into Apple.
If you start getting attention or like your parents start gossiping to their workmates or whatever, it's like, my son, I think, is actually 34 and a 10-year-old body.
Why
is
that? Well, he's playing the stock market and he bought something called Bitcoin. Even though I don't know what that is. I've never heard of such a thing. Is it even... No. Actually, that would be in 2007.
He refuses to use dial-up and he wants to skip to this new tech, which is like 256K. He
keeps complaining there's no internet. What's an internet? There's so many things that, it would just be a whole mess of confusion. But a very interesting thought project that we'll never find out if we can actually do such a thing. How would you do it? I don't
know.
I don't know where they're going to tell us.
On Patreon.
On Patreon, that's nice.
Or in the YouTube comments if you're watching the video.
Or in the YouTube
comments.
Wait,
does the 34-year-old version of your mind kill the 10-year-old version of the mind you just transferred?
I guess it would replace it, right?
So you've just killed a 10-year-old.
Yeah, you killed a 10-year-old. It's you. The spirit of you is dead.
Would you do that? If you had a 10-year-old kid and you knew that the 34-year-old them could teleport back.
The way you can transport into other 10-year-olds' minds is by killing them. You have to extract, their brain.
Dead now.
Like Scylla.
Everything
around
you.
Yeah, literally. Like.
Yeah, but it's yourself, right? So you're just preventing a dupe and therefore a wrinkle in
surely
time
you'd
travel.
Rather do that. Because if you're killing yourself, it's like kind of all on you, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you,
it's
what
like,
I'm saying,
it's
as
like,
a parent...
I mean, do you think Hugh Jackman was thinking the same in the film Prestige? Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it yet, fuck you.
Wow.
But I don't think he felt guilty. If anything, he was brutally killing us. Drownings.
Yeah.
Ugh, horrible. The worst way. Imagine watching a man drown every night just for, what, applause? Money? Financial gain? Crazy.
So would you?
How much money? How much applause?
That's the reveal, isn't it?
A whole new life.
It's all part of an act.
Anyway. Next hypothetical.
Next hypothetical is number two. It says here, you've just been crowned monarch of the United Kingdom. How do you ruin the crown's reputation so badly that the UK decides to become a republic? Well, obviously, it's quite difficult, as we found, I guess, fairly recently.
I sent Prince Andrew on an 18 to 30s holiday.
Again, I don't think that would do it.
You don't think that would do it?
I mean,
they got so much staff.
There's so much evidence of him doing what he did.
Yeah.
And it's just been swept very swiftly under a carpet. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Harder than Prince Andrew.
I think the king,
publicly television,
you
televised.
Would have to do something so outlandish that would ruin the reputation of the royals permanently.
Assault the queen while she's doing... she's dead. Is she dead in this scenario?
Yeah.
You've been crowned monarch.
You're crowned the monarch.
I would make all of the palace staff take out all of the furniture and then just... They're the furniture now. So I live in a palace of human furniture.
I feel like that's still quite possible.
You'd
you think
walk it
people
back.
Would be okay with that?
I think people would just be like, oh, I'd love to do that. What a lavish living. It was like Squid Game.
It is like Squid Game.
They'll say.
You could probably just like invite all the presidents and prime ministers and world leaders over and just do some really stupid shit.
Like just mushroom stamp every single one of them.
Just start, just like plumbing up your asshole with your hands and fucking look at this. I'm king. Start just like shoveling in your butthole. It's like, this is really uncouth.
This is extreme.
The words uncouth come to mind. It's like, Well, just, you've never seen a member crying, of royal family shoveling his hands.
Shoveling your asshole, crying and sucking your thumb, saying, "Mummy, come back, mummy.
Mummy, come back."
You also have to ruin...
Really like, ruin yourself as
you
well.
You could be ousted individually because you seem insane.
Right.
And therefore,
we're trying to take down the whole royal family.
You want to start listing them off and starting like kind of saying they've done all these horrible things. I mean... maybe there's evidence for those things anyway, so you can be like, well, I know this so-and-so's done this, so Beatrice, guess what she's fucking done, and then start really listing them off, throw all of them under the bus, and then just do something really horrible on television. I mean, just executing someone live,
just chuck one of the royal babies off of that big balcony.
Yeah, how fucking crazy would it be? They do those,
oh my God. Just doing the royal wave.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, so it's another royal wedding. There's millions of people watching, and you're just there, just ha ha, very good. Hey, yes, very good, very good. Fuck the royals, am I right? And it's just
wow, like, George.
He's a king. He's allowed to. All hail the king.
Oh my God. The king.
Where's the line for these people?
Yeah, maybe you try and throw out the House of Commons or something crazy like that and go back to a monarch.
You just run in there and start taking charge, yeah.
Can you? Do you have any sort of powers like that anymore?
I think I would hire like the Big Show to start like beating people up for me.
He's got real gammy legs.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't.
Who's big now? Sorry, I saw a clip of him 20 years ago.
What's wrong with his legs?
He's just, like, really big, and I think he's got issues with his...
It's called The Big Show.
I know, yeah.
The Gammy Show?
His legs...
Who's current in the wrestling world that would be my...
Who's big?
Be my fight slave.
Who's a big juicer? What about The Mountain from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
We'll get The Mountain from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. He's, like, genuinely strong.
I will storm into the commons, and he'll start just taking faces, slamming them into lecterns.
Ripping people's faces off.
He'll be like, yeah, he'll theatrically beat them up.
Why don't you stand up in front of Parliament and tell them to send their champion
through the tables?
Wow, he's beating them up. He's doing this for real, though. Is this real?
The speaker! He's just mashing his face into the side of the lectern. I think that you could maybe like go into the Houses of Parliament whilst it's in session and ask them to like call their champion, and then they have to fight the Mountain.
Game of Thrones it.
Yeah, yeah. Who is your champion?
Do you install a moon door as well?
Theresa May is stepping forward. This is very bizarre.
The Iron Lady
of course, the former Prime Minister Theresa May is trying to fight the Mountain from Game of Thrones. And she's been thrown across. She's dead. She is dead. She died immediately on contact with that wall at the back. Any other takers?
He just punched her once and she died.
Can I volunteer that guy? Dominic Raab. Get that fucker. Someone, please.
I've been bullying people. Bully this.
Investigate me. No, Big Show. It's not Big Show.
It's the Big Show.
No, it's
the
Mountain.
Let him come to you.
he's not steady on his legs.
He's not steady. Very top heavy.
Wow. I mean, the reputation would be ruined, but I think the entertainment level would be much higher.
People
and also
love it.
Quite
this sounds
cathartic.
Like,
if anything, you need to go to like a kids' hospital and start pulling in plugs.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's really... That's destroying reputations there.
But again, the
new
just
king
the individual?
Just started pulling
How do
life
take down
machines?
The whole monarchy?
Yeah, you would just get ousted.
Private
plane. The royals would be like, sorry, he was crazy. We've now got...
Are we trying to kill them all, or are we just trying to ruin the reputation?
We want to ruin...
Why don't we just set up a game show where they have to make... It's like Takeshi's Castle, but they have to like do some very devastating things to like kind of innocent...
Windsor Castle.
But yeah, so it's in Windsor Castle.
Windsor Castle.
And they have to do devastating things.
Charles.
So this kid who's got...
Welcome back to Windsor Castle.
This kid who's got a devastating illness here. You've got to pit them against his child and then, you know...
Prince Harry and an Apache.
They have to choose. They have to do a Sophie's Choice. But...
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
And then it falls back on them.
What if it's called Windsor Castle and the last person left wins a castle?
Oh, nice.
And that's like the whole like.
But no one ever wins.
No one ever really wins
because Harry always wins in his Apache gunship.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's Harry.
All right, so you got a go kart, and he's got an Apache.
You're never gonna beat him. He's ruined
Hellfire!
Most of the track.
Get down! Get down where?
Exactly.
So there you go. That's various ways to ruin.
So you would almost get the public behind you because it would be like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, kind of morbid curiosity of like, this is a really good game show. It's really bad, but it's so entertaining.
It should shine a light on, I guess, the morals of these people in the royal family. And it will mostly be a kind of like a rich person versus the average person, really. Yeah. And then
Hunger Games style.
And it's just like, oh, fuck, these rich people are really fucking shit. And when you see it for yourself, it suddenly becomes a lot more visceral and real rather than just being that way. And we're just kind of shrugging it off in real life.
Yeah.
I do love the latest season of The Crown, though. It's really well made.
Does it have
Diana Apaches? Looking good in there?
No. She's not hot. Fuck. She wasn't hot in real life.
Oh my God.
I know, but all that charity work made her hot.
All those mines she found.
All those mines she's digging another up.
One. I wish she'd just made a bit of lingerie out of diffused mines. You know, like one ear.
Yeah.
Claw!
If I were 10 years old again,
if I were 10,
she'd be dead still. She's 97.
Wow.
Yeah. Again, 9 years old.
Right, yeah. I remember that on the TV.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, I was playing a Sky Electrics, I think I told you.
Yeah.
And did it crash? My brother broke it.
It didn't.
They broke it. The cars.
Bastards. Were you more devastated by that?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah.
It's relative, also, I was 9 years old, for God's sake.
Quick question about being an insane monarchist, inviting world leaders over and then doing heinous acts on or to them.
Yeah.
How do you think the security, I imagine they'd have really good security detail for each world leader.
Right? I think that they would, but once you're in the room.
Would mount the mountain. How are you fighting the mountain?
Yeah, but what did they do? Like, they've got one world leader attacking your world leader.
Mm.
Do they have the right, or what's in their training? Do they take out the other world leader?
Who? Well, the security system.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. But I mean, like, I think it would probably be quite a lot like Pokemon. So, like, Prince Charles shouts, tiny sausage finger attack! And then,
look at those tiny fuckers!
He fires them all out.
Oh, look at those fuckers, get away from me!
And all of them are like, no!
Good God!
Yeah, and then, like, the Crown Prince is there and he's like, pocket sand!
Pocket sand, nice.
So I imagine they'd try and defuse it, right? Because if you kill a world leader, that's a world war.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't think it is.
It depends if it's your own.
It could be.
Well, yeah, but I guess so. if it's your own country, it's just it's, if the king decides to, you know, execute whoever the prime who's prime minister, it's hard to keep up.
Who's the prime minister?
One of the four in the last year.
Rishi Sunak.
All right. How about instead of
Charles comes in and kicks his face in?
It's not the UK involved. The UK instead lures two world leaders into a gladiatorial pit and makes them fight to the death.
Cage fight.
Man,
what does security, hell in a cell?
That'd be crazy.
What does security do to that?
They get in the cell with the Hardy brothers.
But who's defending what?
The Hardy brothers.
They're like the AI around the outside who are fighting as well.
One's in rehab right now, and the other one is not as healthy.
Tell me the Hardy bros aren't.
We haven't caught up. We aren't caught up. We need to know.
Triple H
almost died.
Steve McMahon?
Serious.
He got tonked, didn't he?
Steve McMahon. Well, Vince McMahon stepped out. I mean, again, he's no longer
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
Next going to tell me Hulk
Hogan the old dude? He doesn't.
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
What about?
Let's throw Ozzy Osbourne in there. He's not a wrestler.
Ozzy Osbourne?
He's been seen recently, hasn't
Sharon!
He? Just hobbling around.
Sharon, have ruined my brain with drugs.
Now, Sharon, get me out of here.
Sharon, have you had another boob job? You keep getting younger, Sharon. What's the secret?
Why don't you share it with me? I'm getting older.
Please, they want to do TLC next week. Tables, ladders, and chairs.
I'm a wrestler now.
Sharon, a wrestler.
Cage fights.
Apparently, Kelly Osbourne's pregnant as well. There's a lot going on.
Oh, drama
in that world.
Yeah, very fixed in the early 2000s, aren't we? Mm. No, yes, it would be quite a dramatic situation.
All I want to know is like what's going through the mind of a security person of a world leader when another world leader is attacking their world leader. Like,
I think the
what do they
I think
do?
The other security team to start fighting them, so they're in a separate fight. They've pinched off to their own little fights.
Right.
They're obviously they want to beat the other one so they can get to their world leader to save them. And then I think that's how it unfolds.
Hang grenades.
And then if they manage to save them, then they can join in and pile on the world leader that's losing. It's going to be brutal.
They choose the weakest.
It's going to be brutal.
They choose
what
the
if
weakest.
We did?
Is it like PUBG, but with world leaders?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
I found an AK on the floor of Windsor Castle.
We could just give them that kind of, what's that idea where you have the split off the train track?
The trolley problem.
So you get like, you know, Princess Anne or something to be like, all right, well, there's you know, 1,000 orphans or, you know, one of your daughters.
Or Prince Philip.
And it's like, well, I choose my daughter, obviously. Well, you killed 1,000 orphans on live television. And then it's like,
oh, it's
what
a
the
real...
fuck? She killed 1,000 orphans. And then everyone gets like really riled up and then,
how many corgis do you think it would take strapped to your body to stop a bullet?
I don't think. I think it would take what
quite
lined
a
up.
Layered. Yeah,
like I don't a, know. Like a stack of hot dogs.
What's the caliber of bullet?
9mm.
I don't think it would take that many then.
No,
I think one, because doesn't it kind of like split off in the body?
If it hits a bone,
there's like
two. Then I'll take two, please.
Two corgis would be enough.
Two corgis, just in the chest.
How much? How thick?
I'd like more.
Ballistic gel have to be to stop a 9mm.
Pretty thick,
like this thick, like a brick.
Yeah,
width.
It really does depend what it hits. If it hits a bone, it might divert a bullet.
Huh? Is a corgi similar to ballistic gel?
No, I don't think it's as dense.
No, but yeah,
but it's got bones though.
No, but yeah. What is this, Little Britain?
Yeah, but no. Because sometimes
I reckon three.
Using a body as a, because you've seen it obviously in films, but like using a body as a shield just does seem silly.
It doesn't work.
Because you're like, well, I'm behind it. Ah, it went through soft tissue and it hit me because I'm soft tissue.
Yeah,
also,
and all the shrapnel exploded in their body.
And this guy isn't wearing armor, so I'm fucked.
You know, even cars don't stop bullets. Like people, when they hide behind cars,
car doors,
very rarely stops bullets.
Aluminium. I played Division 2. It does.
Yeah, and also in Division 2, people have health bars.
Yeah.
Well, you can't see mine.
Cool.
Well,
you know what? I go home every night. I play Division 2. I play Anthem. There are so many top tier games that just fucking died and disappeared, didn't they?
Yeah. No, Division made another one. They made two.
They did. They didn't. I don't know anyone who plays them. You know, there was that other Siege game. Remember that Siege game that like?
Yeah, we played it.
Oh, with the aliens.
Yeah.
Is that launched?
Nobody plays that anymore.
Has that been launched?
It was basically a DLC for the main game.
Yeah. But it's like its own thing on the Ubisoft launcher. And I just completely forgot it existed until the other day. And I was like looking through. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's going to happen though. Games come and go.
And as a 10-year-old shit enough, with they won't a 34-year-old survive. Mind, you know not to invest in those games.
Good
early.
Point. What would you... So you've got... Let's say you've got £5,000. Your parents are putting a little bank aside for you. What are you...
Child savings
you can, your mum's like, oh, you can put in one stock. Which stock are you going to choose?
Or Apple. 1997. Amazon. Did Apple exist?
Yeah.
Did Amazon exist?
Apple, yeah, Apple's like late 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, they bought
or
Pixar.
Or mid-80s. So I think Apple would have already been looking pretty good by then. Yeah. Obviously, it's better now, so either option is still
think
good.
Getting in at that in 1998
but
would be
Amazon,
a very
I think,
good
would be
Amazon
even
would
better,
be pretty
right?
good.
When was Amazon formed, though? That was late 90s, wasn't it?
I think it was in the 90s, yeah.
Do we know in chat? Anyone know?
Amazon... founded.
He's just finding
date. 1994, I think.
Ooh, brilliant.
But then it wasn't necessarily Mummy, floated publicly.
£5,000 all in there.
No, so you may
as
not
soon
have
been as able it's
to
available,
invest in it.
Please. For the love of God, they're going to be a Goliath.
Mummy!
Mummy, invest! Mummy! Invest my stocks, Mummy!
I've ripped my dick off accidentally!
What's going on in the news? I'm worried. You're 10 years old.
You could cutely, as a 10-year-old, worm your way cutely towards Jeff Bezos, consume him. Or kill him, destroy him, and
shave your head and make yourself a mini me of him.
Yeah,
and then I don't think I could run a company at 10 though. If I have got a brain of a 34-year-old.
Okay,
I couldn't run it now. Let's be honest, I can't run this.
Trap him and then use his smarts, but keep him restrained and be the best.
Stop him from becoming the strong man he is today.
Yeah,
the strong bald man he is.
I want champagne.
Champagne. Champagne.
Shut up.
This guy's saying something poignant about traveling to space.
Terrible things I'm doing to the world, and I just ignore it.
Well, I think this is quite a profound moment for me. All of humanity's in the...
Shut your mouth!
Champagne! I'm a stupid butt! Yeah, shut up, Shatner!
Let's get champagne!
Immediately after he got out of his rocket, Shatner was saying something poignant about being in space and how much it meant to him. And then
he had a real epiphany,
Bezos
like,
was
moment.
Just like, bring the champagne over. Stop what you're saying. Champagne. Yeah, I think I want... Me too. Come on.
Me too!
Very weird moment. Very funny clip, though. So we got some fun out of it.
Sort of, and also just even more existential dread. But you
didn't
know.
Shatner make an article saying how like devastating it was kind of seeing such like blackness in space and how we should really be treating our planet better, but we're not because the companies
it's
like
so hostile
Amazon.
Outside of our own planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, lol. Get fun. Everyone into space and give them some perspective. There should be a punishment of people that are just really selfish.
Yeah.
Just shoot them into space. Show them how fragile a little blue dot is, and then hopefully they have a big shift. And if not, they don't come back.
It's interesting you talk about how fragile the blue dot is because number three, covers that.
So well, hold on, just quickly, I've just had some stats come in.
Oh,
5K of Apple stock in 1998 would only be worth 100K today.
Was it really?
Not much, is it?
What about Amazon? Can you do Amazon?
Do Amazon a tripod stretch?
Whilst I read this next hypothetical,
how long does it take to like? Grow because surely you could take it out.
5K to 100K
in.
Still pretty sexy, but obviously
You want
not life-changing.
Not life-changing.
Probably no. Bitcoin had a bigger rise than that. But you'd have to wait until
still,
somebody...
Still, I'm 10 years old. I need to get hold of the capital. That's the real That's difficult thing. Problem. It's like also then persuading parents to give me the money. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking
it would
about
all
like,
have to be in their name.
And also, I didn't have access to $5,000 at
no.
10, so...
I had like a child savings of like £500.
I think so it was... Yeah.
I had 20
Something
quid.
Like, I think it was 500 quid, actually. Like, you get yourself a car when you're old enough.
I didn't.
I did. Renault 5, £500 exactly. 30,000 on the clock.
That's quite good.
It was really good. It was just stuck in a granny's garage nice. For a long time. And they were like, she's like, oh, she's selling it. Lovely. Beautiful until someone...
Did it run?
Yeah.
Did you crash it?
It drove. No, someone drove into the back of me. Some estate just hit the back of my car because I...
What, wrote it off?
Stopped and wrote it off because it was too expensive to fix.
That's sad.
Because the chassis was ruined. And they were like, oh, it's going to cost you a lot more to fix than it was to buy it. I was like, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Nightmare. But let's talk about hypothetical.
So hypothetical
ones.
Is you find out that an asteroid 100 kilometers wide is headed for the Earth. You have 6 months. What do you do? 6 months now, you've just been told. I mean, I guess you could apply that to anything. Because well, is 100 kilometers know. Wide a complete world destroyer? Do you know?
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
Yeah, let's say it is.
It's pretty wide. It's like but like it could, if you're on the opposite side, you might
Does
just,
everyone know this? Does everyone know this? Or just you?
Well, that's coming. Well, if it's...
It's obvious. It's in the sky.
Because the whole... You're not going to be able to do the things you want to do if everyone knows.
I mean, it's just don't look up, isn't it?
This is don't look up.
This is don't look up. And if you want to see what people would do, watch that film. Because I think it's pretty accurate.
Although scientists recently didn't they blow up an asteroid? Or they did something
they
to an asteroid.
One.
They diverted it somehow. Yeah. What did they do for that?
They fired a satellite into it.
Nice.
To see, it was for science.
For fun. Shits and giggles. They're just playing games of asteroids out there.
That's what they tell us. They're like, oh no, it's just for fun, just to see if we could do it. We could do it, yay! Not the fact that this was a dry run from the fact they've already detected another asteroid further out. And they have to test this technology on closer asteroids for when we need to do it.
That's how they do it, though.
How big
is it? They're not going to tell us. Why would they tell us? We would stop working. The economy would die. We would all die from our own fucking doing.
Well, joke's on them. The economy died anyway.
Yes, it's so
100 nice. Kilometers. The one that killed the dinosaurs was estimated to be roughly 10 and 15 kilometers.
Fuck that.
So this is a
this is a real world. This is going through the Earth.
Crumble. Destroy the planet.
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter what you do for the next 6 months. If anything, I'd try to live a nice and calm life with the people I love.
I go do lots of stuff.
Yeah.
With the
we'd probably stop making videos and podcasts. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Just we'd be doing other things. Yeah. I think we'd be like, well,
there's no point archiving.
This is now
it.
Precious time that we should be spending with our loved ones. Giving your nan a hug.
She's dead.
I'll give your nan a hug. Wait, no. You can give my nan a hug.
Thanks.
Yeah. Rent a nan.
She's lovely.
Rent a nan. No, I do it for free. It 6 months. Why you want money?
Oh, don't go too
Stop
crazy
trying
on
to rent your nan.
Don't go too crazy on her. You got a nan?
Yeah.
I'll hug your nan
I got
as well.
Two.
I'll hug both of them. Anyway, 6 months, yeah.
We've all got our own individual meteors coming for us, though. You never know.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like, it only takes...
You mean we're going to get assassinated?
Well, no, I just mean that, like,
and
something is going to kill
bullets.
You.
Yeah,
but like you know, you don't know when that's coming. So really, you should try and live every day as if it's your
but
last 6 months.
Still got to work.
It's just difficult,
general,
isn't it? It's difficult to do that.
Yeah.
To live like every day as your last 6 months.
It's hard to reconcile.
Yeah, because then you also don't really make plans for the future, and it's kind of like, well, do I invest in this product or do I buy a house?
Well, they
or
say that winning
should I
the
just
lottery
live
is
in a van and hope that I don't die in 6 months.
Living in a van sucks.
It
I wouldn't.
Looks like it sucks.
Especially in England.
What if it's got like a gaming setup?
They say that winning the lottery, winning a jackpot is less likely than being hit by a meteor, and I haven't won the jackpot yet, so I feel safe.
Won a couple of quid.
Yeah.
Here and there.
I get a couple lucky dips now and then.
Which goes straight back into it though.
Yeah, I know.
Because then why not?
Oh yeah.
I'm feeling
occasional
lucky.
Occasional fiver.
They call it a not lucky dip.
I think it's a tenner, yeah. If you get like four in a row, is it?
Just buy premium bonds.
I did.
Didn't work out?
Oh, they yielded all right. Not much. Like 25 quid every 5 months, 6 months?
Oh.
It's like, oh, 25
quid. Spat in it, set the 25 quid on fire, and then posted it back to them.
It's more than you get in interest now, just sat in a bank, though.
Well, it depends on the account, but yeah.
Bloody hell. But would you be worried about premium bonds if you're going to die in 6 months?
6 months, yeah.
Before the planet's
destroyed.
It doesn't
matter. None of it matters.
There would be loads of people who just deny it's going to happen. And I'll be with them.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, oh, let's not think about
the...
If it happens, it's going to happen. We shouldn't, if anything. I'd rather find out about that 2 seconds before it happens than
know
before 6 months.
You know 6 months before.
So it's just like, oh, fuck, I don't have to panic for 6 months. I get to just die now. embrace it seconds. And be like, we're all
maybe
together.
That's what the scientists were doing. They were testing whether or not they could move it. They did, but then they realized when they got the data back, it doesn't move enough. We Shit. Can't move one
it's
of this
just,
mass.
It's going to clip us.
Let's just not tell anyone.
Because announcing it is just, yeah, going to cause pandemonium.
Chaos. No, again, what does it matter?
But again, to be honest, this is kind of akin to not going to the doctors because you don't want to be told you're dying.
It is and it isn't. Like,
but you can be
if you're rational in this reality, you still, I guess, if something's hurting you, you'll go to the doctor and go, I don't want this pain anymore. It's hurting me. And then you'll go check it out.
And it'll get, but this is unresolvable, I suppose.
This is unresolvable.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. This is,
and also it's a shared experience.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
the... Which is quality, like a festival experience.
Like a festival experience. Yeah, everyone's having a great time. Everyone's together.
Everyone's drinking WKDs.
It's like we were all in the pandemic together. We a shared experience in a way.
Well, apart from the fact we were all... You know,
I literally lived on my guild. Own for 2 years. I'd form a gluttony guild.
A gluttony guild, yeah, that's a feasts.
I'd just be wearing like robes, eating whatever I want, do whatever I want.
It's not a guild, it's a cult. Yeah. There are robes involved.
It's a guild.
But if everyone knows about it, there's going to be no service industry.
Guilds get badges, cults get robes.
If we find out about it, we'll keep it to ourselves and we'll just order delivery.
Yeah.
So the drugs. This delivery drug. I'll tip him loads because fuck it.
He doesn't know it's going to be worth it.
He's like, wow, he's tipped £1,000.
Thanks, man.
Amazing.
Enjoy it. You're not going to spend it because we're all dead.
Six months later. TV really quick.
Yeah, 6 months later, we're completely broke. We're like, it was a joke.
It's a fucking joke.
We've just wasted all our money on delivery. And we're all really heavy.
And all these delivery riders are all like rolling around on these really get a curry? Nice bikes.
Let's get a curry. Oh, fuck it.
Have you seen how well dressed the delivery riders are in Bristol?
It's like the year 2000 in the great data.
Oh, yes.
The Millennium Bug.
The Millennium Bug, yeah.
My microwave's not going to work momentarily until I change the clock.
What actually happened was beep, just ticked over. Mm. Oh, it's fine. Yeah. My computer still works. That's my phone totally still works.
Shit.
Actually, 2000. Did I have a phone? I don't think I did.
I think I was.
I might have had a Sendo.
A Sendo?
Yeah, a little Sendo. It was my first.
Sorry
time.
If I just spout on you that. I've never heard of Sendo before.
Have you not heard of the brand Sendo?
No.
Ah. It was an
have
okay
you heard of
Sendo, phone.
Craig? Craig's heard of a Sendo.
You had a Sendo?
He had a Sendo.
If you had a Sendo, please let us know in the comments below.
I went straight to Nokia.
You son of a bitch. You rich Felix. Piece of shit.
Yeah, I was the first guy to have a Snake.
I was desperate for a 3310 because I want a Snake so I could
fucking Snake.
Anything
like,
to...
Oh, let's play Snake for a bit.
Come on, mate.
Come on, mate.
I got a high score on your phone. Oh, you fucking... Ah! You stupid prick. I was trying to get the high score.
What was the good Nokia?
3310.
3310 was like the goat.
That's the one that you can use to build houses with now. It's a solid
piece.
Yeah,
but the 3210
really
had Snake on it as well.
Yeah, that was Snake 1. Yeah. The 3330, I think, was like, oh, shit.
3210 had a quite a sexy shape to it.
Yeah, it was like a...
It was a bit bigger than the
3310 was a little chunky.
It was much better design.
Good vibe. We had vibrations, which was another like, we go, oh, wow, this motherfucker's vibrating. But still, it's just, you know...
And then you got that badass Matrix phone.
Oh, the flip. What the.
Didn't have that.
The razor?
Shot down.
Or the other
no,
one?
No, 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 the other
that,
one.
I feel like that died really quickly after.
It's because it like
Matrix.
Kept breaking. Because my friend's
that
dad.
That wasn't
had
even
one.
A voice piece, was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It actually had a mic on the
yeah,
bottom.
It did. And they used like these like metal runners to make it work.
And
but
they just got stuck.
It just kept breaking. Because it's super fragile.
Because dust got into
it. It looked fucking cool.
Yeah. And I had to make it a razor. It was a classic.
Yeah.
Those are good.
They came out again with
great
them.
Phones, I know.
I don't think many people bought them.
No. They really want people to buy those flippy or the foldable
screens.
Phones, but
it's 3D.
They just look horrible.
It's the 3D of our. I think eventually bendable screens would be great, but
I'm
right
glad
now
they're trying things. But
yeah, not as a mass I'm market not, product.
No, it just everyone seems to just complain that eventually you
they're
get
great.
A horrible,
yeah,
dirty,
yeah.
dusty line in the middle of your phone, and it's like,
yeah,
like, oh. But yeah. Anyway, early 2000s again. I don't know where the train of thought was gone, but yeah.
This is Hatchet.
This is where it goes. And anyway, yeah, so we'll just be living it up for 6 months, hoping nobody else finds out. But if everyone
living
knows
large.
It's going to be chaos for every single person. Facilities won't work. Electricity will go down. Water won't be working. Everyone's gone home to be with their families, but they realize, guess what we need? Facilities
Shit.
And services. And so people will volunteer. Go on.
If you spent $5,000 on Amazon during their initial price offering, it'd be worth $8 million today.
That's perfect.
Amazon.
That's where I went, and that's what I'd be rolling around in my
Invest
30s.
Invest in Amazon, not Apple.
I'm an 8 millionaire. Go fuck yourselves. I went in my brain as a 10, from a 34-year-old to a 10-year-old.
And I killed the 10-year-old as soon as I entered his brain.
I murdered him. And then the first question they ask is, did you ever wank? I'm like, God, no. Oh, me? No. Oh, no.
I'm 34 and a 10-year-old body. I would never do that.
There's a really cool show, sci-fi show called Travelers. They got cancelled, which I'm really sad about, because it had the guy from Will and Grace in it, Will from Will and Grace, and he was really good in it. A bunch of other people.
I think I saw it,
it was like 4 or 5 seasons. Yeah. Really, really cool. Basically, the future's fucked. There's no water left. And they send people back. But the only way they can do it is by sending them consciousnesses back into other people's bodies.
But
to make it ethical, they find people who are dying. Like, so they look in the historical records and go, this person died on this moment. Okay. So they send them back in the point of death to make it ethical, which I think is really cool.
They don't just die immediately, or they...
They sort of like this, like they hear the sound and they're like,
it's like then, the Agent Smith.
It really is, yeah.
I'm actually fine.
What's interesting is one of them, they fuck it up and they send somebody back into the body of a heroin addict.
Oh, fuck.
So like the guy was meant to die from a heroin overdose. Blasted. He doesn't. And so now this new consciousness is having to deal with a body that's addicted to heroin.
Fuck.
It's a really cool show. I'm so sad they cancelled it. Travellers.
4 or 5 seasons.
Maybe we get the royal family to all just shoot up on TV.
Yeah.
I think the nation's opinion of them would change.
Yeah.
What, the royal family doing H?
Yeah.
Doing a bag of skank.
They're all just like slapping their fucking arms.
Come on, Harry.
Like, come on, Harry. I can't find the vein.
Harry, take off that.
It's this blue
Nazi
light in here. The blue light. Change the lighting, please.
Take off that Nazi
Change
costume.
The lighting. I want to
Harry,
shoot up.
Harry, are you wearing that costume again?
I'm trying to shoot up Granny.
Mummy.
Help Charles with his fingers.
Sorry. Help Charles. He can't shoot up.
He's got no dexterity left. They're all fully sausaged.
He doesn't have joints.
We'll
in
all
his
get
fingers.
Like it one day. They all raise their hands. Semi-sausage. It goes up enough.
So it's okay. It's okay, Daddy. I'll help you out. And he's there. Harry's there, tying off. Yeah. Prince Charles and like shooting him up. Is that enough? Oh no! Too much!
No, not all of it. That was for all of us.
No, that was a family syringe.
And this is all aired.
It's a family
It's like
pack.
A public service announcement. This is just a fly on the wall shot of this entire scene happening.
Yeah.
Just cuts in on all
the it's a family dosage. No, you've done it wrong.
Get the Narcan. He's OD'd.
No. We've got our own medical team on site. It's okay.
They were too busy researching how many corgis it takes to stop a bullet.
They're shaking it. Bloody, not again.
Not again.
Wait, we changed the medical team into our furniture. Oh, no. Anyway.
Well, he's certainly sweating now.
This has been our hat chat for today. I can only apologise.
Princess Anne's fiending for H again.
Quite a lot of grotesque themes today.
Shocking.
Hey, if you want more of this, feel free to tune in every Friday. Live on twitch.tv/films if you want to, or you know, catch it on your favorite podcasting platform as you usually do.
Rain spotting.
Nice. Rain spotting. And then, you know, if you want to support us like our wonderful patrons do, head to patreon.com/hatfilms where you can like pick the thing that you like the most or all of it. That just lets us know that you like a booty episode or you like a hat chat stuff. That's all that's really there for. And you get access to the hypothetical questions and get to vote on them so that
we're working on a way to get members' videos on there, but it turns out they want a reasonable percentage to add videos, so we'll try and find a way to make that work.
Indeed, we'll figure that out. And until then, have a great week.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
Ta-ra for now.
Bye, everybody.
Mummy!
Oh, what are you listening to there, Chris Trott?
Wow, it's Lewis Shepherd's music. It's great.
Oh, man. I wish I was listening to it with you.
You're clearly not wearing headphones. I am walking down the street, got a smile on my face and some shit in my teeth. Oh my god, look at that elf, he clearly doesn't care about his personal health. Hey, you twat, stop looking at me. I shit in your face and I'm pissing your tea. Oh, oh mate, I don't mean it like that. Well, shut the fuck up, get out of me, you twat. I Bless your elf, bless your elf, bless your elf.